read from 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 to 17. We know that we have come to know him if we keep his commands. Whoever says, I know him, but does not do what he commands is a liar, and that the truth is not in that person. But if anyone obeys his word, love for God is truly made complete in them. This is how we know we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must live as Jesus did. Dear friends, I'm not writing you a new command, but an old one, which you have had since the beginning. This old command is the message you have heard. Yeah, I'm writing you a new command. Its truth is seen in him and in you, because the darkness is passing and the true light is already shining. Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates a brother or sister is still in the darkness. Anyone who loves their brother or sister lives in the light, and there is nothing in them to make them stumble. But anyone who hates a brother or sister is in the darkness and walks around in the darkness. They do not know where they are going, because the darkness has blinded them. I am writing to you, dear children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of his name. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I am writing to you, dear children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God lives in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away. Whoever does the will of God lives forever. Amen.
I'm now going to pray for Nathan before he starts his preaching. Lord, we pray for Nathan as he preaches, and we just pray that you fill him with Holy Spirit as he does this. And we just bring his words to you. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, good morning again, church.
Good morning.
It's great to be with you guys today. As we continue to look at our series in 1 John with the theme that Jesus is at the centre of it all. And today we're looking at the topic of obedience and love. I want you to think about something or someone that you really love. I wonder what pops into your mind first. Maybe it's your favourite football team, up the posh. Any posh fans? Maybe it's a family member. It could be a husband or wife.
Ice cream.
It could be ice cream cat. Thank you. it could be a friend. And maybe if you're a Christian, it might be God. Love is powerful. It transforms us. It changes the way we act, the way we think, and the way we feel. I remember when I first met Mahala, and we were set up on a kind of blind date. One of my best friends was going out with one of her best friends at the time. And even though they weren't Christian, they thought, in our words, that we were both religious. So they thought we'd be a good match, which I thought was quite funny. After me and Mahala messaged back and forth on Facebook a little bit. Yes, young people, I know that officially makes me old. Who's on Facebook, by the way, here? Hey, none of the young people. Great. After messaging back and forth on Facebook a little bit, we decided we would go on a date together. So I drove around to her house. I remember parking up, and I was so nervous, man. As I was driving up, my hands were shaking on the wheel like that, honestly. I was an absolute wreck. And there was this moment where Mahala walked out of her house and she walked up to the car and she just smiled at me through the window before opening the door. And I was just like, wow. I was like, wow, I had this wow moment. And since then, me and Mahala have been together for 8 years now. We've been married for 6. And we've spent time nurturing our relationship. Because you see, before I met Mahala, I would just live for myself. You know, I might spend all day watching TV and eating junk food, or I might be just out with friends. You know, I might be playing football or tennis. I would do whatever I wanted to do. But when I met Mahela and I fell in love with Mahela, I wanted to spend time with her. I wanted to be there for her. I wanted to be obedient to her. Because you see, love leads to obedience. And maybe you haven't had that wow moment with God yet. That moment where you're like, wow, I've got a perfect heavenly Father who loves me. Wow, Jesus really died for me and rose again so my sins can be forgiven. Wow. Maybe you haven't had that moment yet. But when you experience God's love for the first time and he floods your heart and you come into a relationship with him and you truly know him, you long to be obedient to him. In this chapter of 1 John that we're looking at today, it talks about how if we keep God's commands, we know God. That if we keep his word, then love for God is truly made complete. Now, John isn't beating around the bush here when he wrote this letter. I don't know about you, but I felt pretty challenged when I first read this. I mean, how many times have I not kept God's commands? How many times have I not stuck to his word? Even this morning, probably before I came and preached, I probably messed up in so many ways. But I don't think that's exactly what John is talking about here when he wrote this letter. We know because of what Jesus did for us on the cross that our sins and our mistakes are forgiven and that we live under God's grace. So we need to dig in a little bit deeper. John was writing this letter to Jewish and possibly Gentile Christians who have just gone through a bit of a crisis. Many of them had moved away from their faith and were even going as far as not to acknowledge Jesus as God. They were leading others away from the faith as well. But in Mark chapter 12, verses 30 to 31, it reads, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. And the second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There's no commandment greater than these." You see, above all else is love. And John was writing this letter because he wanted to encourage this community of Christians to hold true to their faith, to continue to love God with all they had, and to continue to love the community around them, not just turn their backs on God and each other. But you know, sometimes it's hard to do this. I mean, if you feel empty, how do you love? I don't know about you, but sometimes I just need a reminder of how much I am loved by my Heavenly Father. Because so often we can project onto God what we think about ourselves. We mess up and we just think, oh, I just suck. I'm just so bad. And then we think God thinks that too. Or maybe we look in the mirror and we just go, oh, I'm so ugly. I'm so fat. Got grey hair or I've got spots on my face. I feel so ugly. And we think God thinks that too. But that's just not true, church. God's love for us goes way beyond the love we can possibly have for ourselves. When I was a teenager, I struggled to keep God close because I was constantly ashamed of myself. I went through a period of my life from a young teenager through to about 18 or 19 where I was addicted to pornography. And it went in a bit of a cycle. I would watch it, I would then feel so ashamed of myself. And out of that guilt, I'd cry out to God and say, Lord, please forgive me. I won't ever do it again. And then a few days later, the cycle would start again. This happened again and again until God helped me break this cycle. I was at Spring Harvest and I went for a walk and I was just crying out to God about this. And he spoke so clearly deep into my heart. I was reading my Bible and the words jumped out to me. Offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. In that moment, God filled me with his love and his grace, and I had a revelation that by honouring God with my body, I wasn't just being disciplined, but I was worshipping God and showing him love. Love is the way to obedience to God. Coming back to what I was saying earlier, when you love someone like the way I love Mahala, you want to be obedient to them. And when you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and all your strength, and you experience God's love for yourself, you long to be obedient to God. It doesn't mean you get it right all the time. God knows that, but your obedience is an act of love and worship to him. And maybe today, you just need to be filled afresh again with God's love. But you know, it's hard because we live in a world nowadays where people's opinions are just everywhere. You have to have lots of money. You need to look like this. You don't need God. Live for yourself. Be whatever you want to be. Life is short, so you better make the most of it. You should do this. You should act like this. And you should be this. It's so hard for young people. My heart breaks for them because through social media, TV, adverts, through songs, through movies, through the people we spend time with, we are constantly bombarded with garbage. We all are. I mean, I thought it was hard growing up as a Christian when I was young, but nowadays the world's views are everywhere and the world expects us to conform to its ways. In verse 15 of the passage, it says, if anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. Again, we need to dig in a little bit deeper here. I mean, God is the creator and the world is his creation. So I don't think he's saying you can't love anything in the world. What I think he's saying is don't love things in the world more than God. Don't love the creation more than the creator. Those of you who know me will know I'm a big tennis fan, and I play tennis myself at a fairly high level, at least locally. And I was challenged over the past few years, when I'm on court, who am I actually playing for? I went through a stage where if I won, I would be incredibly arrogant. Incredibly arrogant. And I would try and get all my fulfillment in from my success. And when I lost, honestly, it was just awful. My emotions are all over the place. I was horrible to be around. And sometimes it would last for days, sometimes weeks. I was putting more of my fulfillment in success than I was in my relationship with God. And it was hurting me. Yes, winning would give me a short-term high, but ultimately it left me feeling unfulfilled. The thing is, we can think the things of this world can offer us freedom, but they only last a short time. Ultimate freedom comes from love for God and obedience to him. Are we listening out for God's voice of truth? His gentle whisper? Or are we just accepting the world's bombardment of lies? So today, I actually want to offer a couple of opportunities to respond to this. Maybe you're saying to yourself, Nath, this is all really great, but I don't feel this love. I'm overworked. I'm tired. I'm empty. And the world's voice is just too loud. And if I'm completely honest, that's where I've been at the last few weeks. And if that's you as well, I'm going to give you an opportunity to respond in a minute. If you just know right now, deep inside of you, that you are running on empty. If you are, you know it. If God feels far away from you, that you just know you need a fresh filling of his love and his Holy Spirit. Then in a second, I'm going to invite you to do something maybe out of your comfort zone. I'm going to ask you just to go onto your knees. Now, some of you might not feel comfortable doing that. That's okay. Some of you might not be able to do that. That's also okay. Maybe you can just be in a posture of submitting yourself. Maybe you just want to bow your head or you want to put your hands out. But if that's you and you want to be filled afresh again with God's love and God's Holy Spirit, why don't you for just a moment just join me in responding, however you want to. We're just gonna be in quiet for a moment. And you know what? Quiet can be uncomfortable sometimes, especially if we're struggling. But don't worry about anyone you're next to. Don't worry about anyone else. This is just a moment between you and God. So just look to him in this moment and just be in the quiet with him just for a second. Maybe you can feel God's just meeting you now, and if he is, that's great, that's awesome. If you can't feel anything, that's okay as well, because God's here whether you can feel him or not. But I'm just going to pray now, Lord, that you would come and fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit and with your love, that where you're empty, that you would just fill up our tanks afresh, that we would overflow to the people and the communities around us, Lord, and that we could just live in your love. We don't want to live on empty, God. We want to live in closeness to you. So, Lord, come and fill us afresh now. I pray that, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you feel like you just want to stay in this posture of receiving a little bit longer, that's okay, you can do that. I just actually want to give one more opportunity for people to respond really quickly. You may remember at the start of my preach, I talked about having that wow moment with God. That moment for the first time where you're like, wow, I've got a heavenly Father who loves me. Wow, Jesus died for me. He rose again and my sins can be forgiven. And you know, if you've not had that wow moment with God before, if you would say you haven't got a relationship with Jesus at the moment, but you want one, if you want to give your life to Jesus for the first time today, I'm just going to give you an opportunity. And it's not going to be weird. It's not a show. I'm not going to ask you to do anything strange. I'm just going to ask everyone just to shut their eyes for a second. And if that's you, and you haven't given your life to Jesus, and you want to, I'm not going to make you come forward or anything. I just want you to look at me and just wave your hands at me if you want to have a relationship with Jesus and give your life to him for the first time today. Okay, if no one responds, awesome, mate. Well done. Well done. Just going to give a moment more. There might be just one more person here. Okay, awesome, mate. Great job. I'm just going to lead us all in a prayer, guys. So if you could repeat this after me. And this is a way of just acknowledging this moment and giving your life to Jesus. So repeat after me, guys. Lord, thank you that you love me. Thank you that you died for me and rose again. I'm sorry, Lord, for all the things I have done wrong. come and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Come and fill me with your love so that I can live a new life in obedience to you.